time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Megan Marshall. She is the coordinator of the International Days Grand Parade, and we're mostly just excited that we get to have one this year. You know, everything kind of got knocked out of whack last year, but this year it's back, and we're going to have a great time this year down on Main Street. So we'll get some of the details from her and talk a little bit about it. Megan, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
This is good. We were just talking about everybody could use some positivity, right?
Yes, spread it around.
And that's what this is all about. So let's just get right into it. Last year, no parade, no International Days. Kind of a bummer.
It was the first time in 34 years that we ever had to cancel.
And you were saying that you guys started working on this year's International Days in December of last year.
Yeah. We were really excited to try to find a way to make this work. Lane Miller kind of spearheaded that last December to see if there was a way, COVID willing, that we could make International Days work, following all of the guidelines and keeping people safe. So we're thrilled that everything has gone the way it has, and we're able to open up a lot more and get back to a semblance of normalcy.
And just found a way to make it happen. That's the important thing.
That's right.
You know, it's always good when you can live by the motto, find ways to not say no, right?
Exact. Adapt, persevere.
Most definitely. So we've got this going on now. International Days, let's talk about when does it start and all that good stuff, and then we'll get into the parade itself.
Sure. International Days is scheduled the last weekend of July. So that'll be the 29th, 30th, and 31st of July this year.
And the parade, of course, will be on the 31st.
The 31st, Saturday morning.
As always.
Nice and early at 10 o'clock. It's not quite so scorching out, and it's going to be a beautiful day.
It always has to be.
It doesn't matter
what else goes on. It always has to be a great day during the parade. So let's talk about, you know, I'm sure you're always looking for entries and still are looking for entries. And what kind of entries are you looking for, really? Is this kind of just the way it's been with all the other parades? Families can enter this and kids on bikes and those kinds of things as well?
Absolutely. That's what we're really pushing this year, is we have added a lot more categories for trophy winners and advertising packages. We really just want to stress that it's for anyone to register for an entry. It's completely free to participate in the parade. It's a great way for businesses and organizations, nonprofits, to advertise for free while engaging with the community. You know, it's really getting their name out there, but absolutely, we want car show participants to come out. We want families to create a float and focus on the overall theme of International Days, which is diversity.
And I think that was a lot of fun. Those were some of the funnest ones at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, where just families that got together, decorated their bikes, and just rode their bikes in there. And
that's
like you said, that's what it's all about, is being a little different and a little diverse and showing that off to the community. So if somebody wants to enter the parade, what do they need to do?
Yep, it's very simple. It's all digitized. You just go to Price City's website, pricecityutah.com. There's just an online form you fill out, just a few questions describing your contact information and what type of entry you're putting in, and you'll get a spot. Easy as that. You'll get all the instructions emailed to you. It's an amazing, fun experience. It's a great way to get your kids involved, decorating floats during the time leading up to it. Again, for the family entries, for businesses, it's just a great time for everyone.
And as always, getting in the parade is absolutely 100% free. Just enter and go, right?
Exactly.
All right, so tied into the parade, you can't have a parade without a grand marshal, can you?
No. That's the point, the very beginning. You got to have the grand marshal. And so where, unlike St. Patrick's Day, we just have a grand marshal, we also added the category of a citizen of the year. So we encourage everybody to go again to Price City's website, pricecityutah.com, and you can nominate an outstanding community member for grand marshal and or citizen of the year. Just somebody who's really gone above and beyond and given back to this community that we all love, and they deserve some extra recognition.
And you know, there are people out there, And they're the quiet ones that never want the recognition. That's the other part of it. Those are who we're looking for, right?
Exactly, exactly. Those unsung heroes that are always in the background pulling things together, those are the ones we really want to recognize. And they'll be awarded a plaque at the opening ceremonies on Thursday the 29th, as well as a spot in the parade on Saturday.
So that's, and all you've got to do once again, is that all on Price City's webpage as well?
Exactly. We like to keep it all centralized, keep it simple. You nominate someone there, the International Days Committee will vote, and then we'll be in touch.
All right. So do you have a deadline for that? When do they have to be in by?
We like our nominations in by the second week of July, just to give everybody enough time and notice. So get on there and nominate as soon as you can.
And so get those in there. You're looking for Grand Marshals. You're looking for the Citizen of the Year. And then entries. Are you taking a cutoff on entries as well?
That's a hard one, because I really want everybody to participate that wants to. So I've actually figured out a way that we accept entries clear up until Wednesday, the 27th. I'll accept parade entries. If you want to sneak in there, I'll make it happen.
Okay, but why wait, right? Get in there and take care of it
there.
Now.
Get a good spot in line. The sooner you register, the further in the front you are.
All right, Megan, thank you so much. And thanks for taking care of the parades for Price City. It's a lot of fun, and we get out there and have a good time. And it's, once again, it's just great to know that we're actually going to have one this year,
right?
We're
going to have one.
So get out there and have some fun. Now, for anybody that's got questions or anything more about that, is the Price City's webpage the best place to go? Their Facebook page, those kinds of things?
That's exactly right. The Facebook page and Price City's website has the most up-to-date information about all the activities, tournaments, movies, everything.
All right. Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. See you soon.
Uh-huh. That's Megan Marshall, the parade coordinator for Price City and the big International Days Grand Parade. It's going to be happening July 31st. We're just psyched to have one this year, really. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.